Sawubona Lindiwe, I'm hoping you're well. Okay, sorry, I'm only getting back to you now. Okay, I'll answer every question in its own voice note. Well, I think for the DA to withdraw from the National Dialogue is the best they can do. There is nowhere else where they can withdraw. It's from the National Dialogue because National Dialogue is so fringe an activity. Apart from the budget that's been put aside, but as an activity, it's so fringe that you don't have South Africans looking forward to it happening. It's not like a World Cup whereby if you said we are withdrawing from a World Cup, people will say no, but that's going to impact on the quality of the team. It's a fringe activity. It's not intended to move a needle in any direction. It's not intended to bring the kind of national social cohesion that maybe those that come up with it, they aim for. So withdrawing from there, it's not going to change anything. It's not a brick. It's not shaking the building. So that was the best that they could do because, look, the DA has been calling a bluff. They've been bluffing, really, and they are trying to see how far they can push the envelope, and they are learning with every attempt that the power that they claim to have, they actually don't have it. That the GNU is not a romantic relationship whereby there is somebody who needs to be backed to stay in that, but it's more of a partnership whereby they all have an equal stake in it. And the deconfliction mechanism that has been baked into the agreement needs to be used instead of going out to the media instead of ultimatums. So I think this just really says that about. The DA, and also the fact that for the better part of their tenure in opposition, they've always been talking about being constitutionalists, being Democrats. But when their own Andrew Whitfield goes against stipulations contained in the ministerial handbook, they tend to believe this must be looked the other way because it's corruption to bypass the president and go overseas. Where at a time when you are not going to have proper state oversight over what you are doing, it is corruption. You might have disappeared there, you might have been kidnapped there, and the government would have needed to find a way of getting him back. So usually when they say you must inform the president, it's so that arrangements can be made for your own safety, for your own safety at the national security level, and your own personal safety. And he didn't do that. And the DA was supposed to be the first one to censure him, to say, look, you didn't do based on what the ministerial handbook is saying. You need to resign instead of waiting for him to actually be fired.